Welcome to the 10X podcast, where we talk about ways to market your business. And this week, Chip and I are talking about how to market your business on a shoestring budget. Free or amazing return on investments on your marketing. So I'm going to turn it over to Chip, and we're going to get you started on how to market your online business on a shoestring budget.
Online marketing, all the ways you can do it for free. Everything we talk about today is ultimately going to be free ways to market online, because the importance of being online in all these different places, it's a must have these days. Chrissy, what's the first thing that comes to mind when we talk about marketing online?
Do you remember the old days when we used to go to conferences?
Yeah, in person. Yeah,
in person. So I was at this conference about 2 years ago, and David Merriman Scott was there. He is talks about fandom. And he started asking people how they purchased their ticket for this conference. And so he said, okay, of everybody here, there's 16-year-olds there and there's 85-year-olds there, and everybody has a business or they're getting ready to start a business. And he goes, how did you hear about this? The first question was, how did you get a phone call? Did you get telemarketing that got you to buy this conference, or heck, with the conference, with anything in the last 60 to 90 days? Have you bought anything from telemarketing? If you have, stand up. Guess how many people out of those 2,500, 16 to 85 business owners, men, women, children, young, old, stood up and said that they bought something in the last 60 to 90 days from somebody picking up the phone and calling them, Chip?
I would guess zero. I don't think,
Absolutely none. Zero people stood up and said, you know, I bought this from a telemarketer. The second question was, how many of you at this conference, please stand up, use direct mail and purchase something over the last 60 to 90 days from a postcard coming in the mail to you, or a flyer coming in the mail to you, something like that? Guess how many people stood up?
I'm sticking with the telemarketing answer. I'm still sticking with zero.
Zero. None. Nobody had bought the conference or anything from something being sent to them. And this was a range of ages, 16 to 85, men, women, children, tons of people. The third question was, how many of you purchased something in the last 60 to 90 days that it was regular marketing, TV, radio, magazines, newspapers, that sort of thing? How many people do you think stood up out of 2,500?
I don't know. Maybe a few, a handful, if any.
A handful of people stood up that said, yeah, you know, we bought this from a billboard, I bought something recently from a billboard, or I was hungry, so I pulled into somewhere I saw a billboard for. About 15% of those people stood up. Then the next question was, how many of you have purchased something in the last 90 days from something your friends have recommended on some form of social media? If you have, please stand up. I look around, and the entire audience, it seems, stood up. It wasn't all of it. It was only about 85%. But I look over here, and I look over here, and both of them are standing, along with me, because I recently went whitewater rafting in Texas because a friend of mine had went. Crazy. Yeah. I know, right? Then the last question was, how many of you have purchased something online? Amazon, Walmart.com, HEB.com, eBay.
Anything.
How many people stood up of 2,500, Chip?
I think everybody's buying online nowadays. I would guess
100%. 100% from 16 to 85. Everybody stands up in the room. So as a marketer of a small business, what did that tell me?
You need to be online.
It's the way to go.
Yeah.
That traditional marketing, telemarketing, and also direct mail is not working anymore. Only about a 2% to 15% return on any of those. So as a small business marketer, I know where to put my money and get a bigger return on my investment. So Chip and I have discussed this story probably about 100 times because he's like, I'm just a good Christy. But it tells me that I need to go online. What are some of the best ways to go online, Chip?
Well, if somebody asked me what the most important thing to have for a business, especially a local business, your Google profile. It's free. You can set it up yourself and optimize it. You can post on it for free. And there's even a free website that they give you through that profile. Now, it's not an amazing website or anything, but it's just another, it's another place people can find you online. It's another, it's digital real estate is the way I look at it. So especially if it's, you know, if you can rank it up to page one of Google. But the Google profile is the number one must have, in my opinion, because that's where the best, that's where the legit leads, the exclusive leads that are looking to spend money now with you are going to come from. But Facebook, having a Facebook profile is free. Posting on Facebook is free. And then joining the groups and sharing it, sharing all of your posts, that's free. And that's actually kind of doing the same thing that you pay Facebook ads for and boosting your posts. If you join a bunch of groups and can get your business in front of their feed by sharing it to those groups, you're getting in front of more people. So that's all free. Facebook would be the number two. And then you link it to your Google. But there's so many more, man. Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn for businesses is killing it. They're doing amazing. There's different ones. I think there's Neighborly, what is it? Alignable or something like that, Christy? Yeah, there's tons of, and the fact of the matter is, yes, they're time consuming. So do time management. Figure out, you know, break away at least an hour of the week, you know, to focus on nothing but that. And then, and you'll end up seeing results. And this is all free though. Yes. Christy, what did I miss? I know there's other ways to do it.
Did you hear what Chip said? This is free marketing advice from a marketing expert like Chip. He is a Google profile expert. He is an SEO expert, and he is giving you a bunch of ways to market your business for free. So is your return on investment good?
Yeah. If you get anything, it is.
It's
but these are all proven facts. So like with a few different niches, I've done the same things, just the Google profile and the Facebook page. And they bring in leads consistently if you do it correct.
Yeah. One big one is email marketing. You can get lists, and we've talked about this on the podcast before. Email marketing is so important. For every person's email address that you have, it's worth $1. And if you email them consistently, you get $1 every month from the person that you're emailing. Now, that said, with a caveat, you can have an email list and not produce any results. You have to know your customer. You have to fall in love with your customer, not your product. And you have to email them in a way to solve their problem. You've got to have good one-liners, something that stops their scroll in the email, because people are, it's like mail nowadays. You get bombarded by it. But this email marketing can really, really work for your business. If you're business to business, LinkedIn works great. Also, email marketing, you can get lists for people that are business to business. Or if you're going after teachers, you can get lists for teachers. You can get lists for realtors. You can get lists for anyone. You don't want to always promote in email marketing. You actually want to add value. So you can do this with your emails. You can do it with videos. Videos are huge right now, aren't they, Chip?
Yeah, for sure. So, I mean, some of the, and you, the great thing is you can do the same email marketing with videos. And I've seen tons of awesome results. I forget, like doing those screencasts, do a little 5-minute screencast and pitch verbally. Instead of them clicking and reading, they can click on a video And that would, you know, I've seen those type of email blasts work as well.
Yeah, there's BombBomb that you can use that makes it look like it's individualized. Also, yep. Remember, a lot of these people are watching these videos at work, so turn the captions on when you're on Facebook or any other forms of social media so they can read it in the bathroom, because that's what they're doing, right? But yep. This video also, you can use it in your email marketing, and you can also use it, cut it up and use it for your social media. You can use it for Facebook. You can use it for YouTube. You can use it for LinkedIn. You can use it for TikTok. You can use it for Insta. You can use it for so many different forms and cut it up. So you might do one video that's 5 minutes long, but you've got enough content in that 5 minute video to break up for the entire month to do your marketing. Is that a good return on investment? Yes, because it costs you zero. Use your stinking phone.
Yep. It just takes, you know, it's just the time. It's all about, you know, how much your time is worth too, because there's plenty of, you know, there's ways to outsource all this stuff, but this is all stuff you can do for free. It's for like the solo entrepreneur that's just trying to figure out how to get his name out there, this or his or hers. But that's how you get it out there. You go to all the free platforms and take advantage, you know, and use them and be an active member on that platform and add value. That's why Christy's saying you can't just bombard the sales. In those emails, you want to add value. If I'm doing a live stream on Facebook, I want to add value to my clients. I want to add value to the people listening. If you're consistently finding ways to add value, you're going to consistently bring in new clients.
Yeah. I mean, if you don't have a Facebook page, create a Facebook page. It's super simple. If you don't know how to, Google it. Chip is working on video for y'all in the future, though. Create an Instagram, create a LinkedIn, create an Alignable, create a Twitter, even though I'm not a big fan of Twitter anymore. Create a TikTok, create something, create pages on phone books, create a page on Google. If you do nothing else, do a Google and do a Facebook and Insta.
Yeah, for sure. Because Insta and Facebook connect to each other now to where you almost don't even have to post on Insta if you're posting on Facebook, because it just shares it over.
Yeah, and you can do videos on all of those. Now, if you really want to do a lot and get a lot of people interacting that haven't ever interacted with you before, run a social media giveaway.
Yeah.
Locals Love Us in Waco, Texas is genius about this. Like, they will run a giveaway and they'll have thousands of people enter. They're capturing their information so that they can use them to vote in the future, right? You can engage with your customers in that way, or start engaging with some social influencers in the area to bring more traffic. You'll get their raving fans to come over to you. That'll help you tremendously. And then announce it all on all of your forms of social media, including Google+, which is with your Google page.
Yeah, for sure. You want to share it to everything and everybody. You want to be on everything. The analogy I always use is internet's like a waterfall of money. There's different ways to get your hand in, but when you build a Google profile, you get one hand under the waterfall and you start streaming a little bit of revenue if worked correctly. Then you build a Facebook, LinkedIn. The more hands you have out, obviously, the more water, the more money is going to come your way.
Yeah, your whole purpose of marketing is to go from obscurity to omnipresence, where everybody knows your name. So whatever it is you're doing that's not getting you any attention, start doing stuff that gets you attention. Social media, do a Facebook page one day, Google is your first one you want to do, because Google's like the phone book and Facebook is, Facebook is the billboard. Mm-hmm. So you want to put your hands out there, do one a day. It takes you maybe an hour, but you've got to get out there. And then if you're like, well, I don't have anything to post, before and after pictures, ask your customers for testimonials. Look at your Google Analytics so you know who your target customer is. Another one that Chip talks about is running Google ads. You're putting your hand under that waterfall again to get some of that money from Google, which is like your phone book in 2021.
Yeah, that paying Google gets you to page one of Google. That's what you're doing. You're paying for that, the digital real estate on page one for your niche, however you put it in, for whatever keywords or city, however you set up the ads. But the return on investment, if done correctly, I've never seen anybody come away not happy. You spend a lot more money and it seems like it might not be worth it, but the turnaround in return is tenfold, man. Google's, it's worth it. Getting a website on page one of Google, however you do it, is worth it.
Yeah, another thing a lot of people don't think about in today, 2021, is some kind of press release. Send it out to the TV stations, the newspapers, all the different people that are in your area. Like in Waco, you've got like these little suburbs that you can send all over. And then right next to Waco is Bell County. So you can send it out to all the suburbs, newspapers there too. If they publish it online too, then you have that digital kind of format that you can use over and over again on your social media that'll help you with your SEOs, right, Chip?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, the online press releases are amazing for SEO if done correct. Yeah, if you got the right places doing it correctly. But that's easy. It's easy to figure that out. There's tons of people that have already tried it. So, look into the people that have tried it. Give them calls, ask them if it was worth it. Because there's ones that are and there's ones that are not. You just have to, but it's all trial and error. And if you don't try, you'll never find out. So try.
Yeah. Online directories is another way. Yes. A lot of people don't think about that, but like the phone book, Locals Love Us, other mm-hmm. like local places that you can list your business, that'll also help you. This is some of those backlinks you talk about, right, Chip?
Depends on citations or backlinks. It depends on how the directory itself sets it up. And that's something you have to look into when you're putting it on there. Are they just giving you a citation, which is just, listing your business, but no way to click over to your website? Or are they giving you that link that allows you to click to your website?
Yeah. Another one is blogs and online forums that you can talk about your business. There's a ton of ways to market your business online. What you really need to do is take action. That's, knowledge is not power. Action is power. And so many business owners think they've got these great ideas, but they take no action whatsoever to get where they need to be. So my challenge to our listeners this week is every day add some sort of online marketing on a shoestring and get a big return on your investment for that time. Because in the beginning of business, 99% of business owners have more time than they have money. So utilize that time to make you more money.
For sure. I 100% agree. And I would say this week for our call to action, if you don't have a Google, make a Google. If you don't have a Facebook, make a Facebook. If you don't have an Instagram, create an Instagram. And if you have all three, go post on them this morning. Go, or this afternoon, wherever you are. Go be active and add value to your potential clients.
What is the magic number, or is there one, Chip, to post daily on these pages?
There's no magic number. It's how you're posting. Are you taking pictures? Are you writing out long books on the post? Or are you doing like very to the point posts? Some of mine I do one a week. I post once a week and I just make ways to share it and make it stay relevant all week. And then on others it's two to three times. And then depending on what I'm doing, if I'm putting like a lot of focus into one thing on one of my businesses, then I'll probably post on it every day because that's where my focus is. But you just have to, you just got to feel it. It's trial and error. Feel out what works for you. If you have to post every day to get results, then you start posting every day. If you need once a week, twice a week, you can figure it out for yourself. The fact is you just have to take action and start trying.
Yeah, I've read books by Grant Cardone and Gary Vee that they post 7 or 8 times daily on the different platforms. Now, they have a team that does it, but they also break up whatever videos that they have. Personally, I do 5 a day for my different businesses. So it's totally up to you and what you feel comfortable as. But I'm not selling all the time. 85% of the time, I'm adding values to my customer, value to my customers. Like with our Edge platform on social media, I announce, you know, when we do a podcast, I'll put a funny up daily. I'll put a tip up about every day. I tell when our next meeting is and what they can learn or something new that we're announcing. I add value, add value, add value. And that's why people keep coming back to whatever it is that we're selling over and over again. It's because we're not annoying them with buy, 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 buy. We're adding value because we can anticipate for our clients who are business owners those pains that they're going to have in their business, and we talk about them. So we're helping them solve their problems. We're in love with our customers, our clients, not in love with our product or service that we're selling. So that's one thing to really remember is you've got to think like the mind of the customer when you are advertising online. You can't just sell, 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 sell. Look at Amazon, look at Starbucks, look at, you know, Toyota, look at some of those big dogs in business and how they add value to their customers. They're not just taking, taking, taking.
Yeah, for sure. And this is kind of like jumping back a little, but when you're starting a post, you know, that or sending out an email blast, that subject line or that top line on your post, like Christy said earlier, you have to draw their attention. So this is just a tip, but one of the best things to do is just make the subject line or make the first line a pain point. Find how are you solving your client's problems, and then put how you're solving it, and then the rest of the post under it. But because that'll catch their eye. That will, you know, if you ask them, you know, who's tired of, you know, not having any business, and then you're a business owner, you see that and you're tired of it, you're more likely to click see more or even open the email. So that was just a little side note that I was thinking of, but that's a good way to do that, you know, catch their attention.
Exactly. So, I mean, that works perfectly with your online marketing. Make sure and catch their attention. Stop their scroll. Think about you when you're online. You're scrolling. Ooh, that might be interesting. You've got the attention span of a human being in 2021 is about 6 seconds. So you've got that long to catch their attention. Now, keep in mind, a goldfish's attention span is 8 seconds. So you've got to be quick to stop their scroll and keep their attention, because if not, they're like a goldfish looking around, going to the next thing.
Yep. Yeah. So is there any other, did we miss anything, Christy? I think we touched.
Come and join us at our Edge meeting in Waco, Texas at Pine Street.
Pinewood.
Pinewood Coffee Bar at 223 Austin Avenue on Thursdays at 8:30 a.m. We sit in the bar side. Look for Chip's fuzzy face. He'll be standing up in his polo, I'm sure. And come and visit us, because we want for you, not from you.
For sure. No doubt. Come.
Definitely. You can 10X your handyman business with marketing on a shoestring budget. The majority of people in the handyman business are great at being a handyman, but when it comes to marketing, that's where they just go from job to job to job, hoping and praying that their phone's going to ring. You can take control of your business when you learn to market, and you can scale your business with marketing. I'm Christy Ogle with 10X Handyman. That's how you get the edge on online marketing on a shoestring budget.